In John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." When he said that, the crowd picked up stones and reared back, getting ready to throw them at Jesus. Now, with our previous studies and readings in mind, when the crowds tried to seize Jesus, what might we expect at that point? We might expect for Jesus just to slip through their fingers somehow, because that's what we've seen him do in the past. But he doesn't do that here. Instead, he makes a startling statement to them to shock their attention back on him and not on their rock throwing. "What's the reason here for the stoning?" Jesus asked. Well, the crowd are happy to answer him by saying, "You make yourself to be God." Now, it's at this very point, it's very important for us to see that Jesus does not deny their claim. Jesus doesn't say, "Wait a minute, you must have misunderstood what I was saying." Instead, he's going to make an argument from the lesser to the greater. He quotes Psalm 82, verse 6, and he says, "I said you are gods." This is God speaking in Psalm 82, and he's calling some judges, gods, sons of the Most High. "Yet they will die like men." And so Jesus says to the crowd, since God referred to them as gods, lesser men he called gods, how can you get so upset and call me blasphemous, the one God actually set apart and sent into the world, when I say I am the Son of God? Now here's what's fascinating. While they are stumped over that question, Jesus offers them the gospel one more time. Here's a group of people that are hanging on every word of Jesus to see if they can catch him in a trap so that they can arrest and kill him. They've been pushed to their limits, and they've picked up stones to stone Jesus, and yet Jesus is here offering the gospel to them one more time. A few episodes ago of Day by Day, you may have been sitting uneasy in your seat when we were talking about God's sovereignty in salvation. I understand that. It took a long time for me to wrestle with God's sovereignty in the process of salvation. But here in this text, you also have Jesus holding out the offer of the gospel, pleading with the crowd to at least believe his works. What you have is human responsibility to believe. You know, I don't have to understand everything. I don't even have to understand everything about how salvation works. I do know that salvation belongs to our Lord, all of it, every aspect, and yet we are responsible to respond in faith to it. You won't always find in the Bible the attempt to harmonize these things, nor do you find an apology for the tension that it seems to present to us. And now, in the text, Jesus escapes. He goes across the other side of the Jordan River to the area where John the Baptist had been preaching, and there he finds a group of many people who believe him without a sign, but simply because the preacher pointed to Christ and said, "There is the Lamb of God." You know, coming up this Sunday, sitting in your church, there will be a group of people, they've believed the gospel because somewhere in their journey of life, a preacher, a Sunday school teacher, a dad, a mom, someone pointed them to Christ, and in the simplicity of faith, they believed, and that is worth rejoicing over. As you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Samba Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.